ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जाय उदिरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 2nd chapter, Prayers by the Demigods. So we'll be taking verse number 39. Nate bhavasyesha bhavasya karanam Nate bhavasyesha bhavasya karanam विना विनोदं बत तर्कयामहे। विना विनोदं बत तर्कयामहे। भव निरोध स्थितिरप्य विद्यया भवो निरोधः स्थितिरपि विद्यया कृतायतस्त्वाध्यमयाशयात्मनि कृतायतस्वाध्यायाशयात्मनि। न Not te of your lordship. Abhavayaya, of whom there is no birth, death, or of whom there is no birth, death, or maintenance for an ordinary living being. Isha, O Supreme Lord, Bhavasya, of your appearance, your birth, karanam, the cause, vina, without, vinodam, the pastimes. Despite what is said, you are not forced to come to this material world by any means. Cause, sorry. But however, tarkamaye, we cannot argue, but must simply understand that these are your pastimes. Bhavaha, birth, nirodaha, death, sthiti, maintenance, api, also, avidyaya, by external illusory energy. Kritaha, done. Yataha, because. Tvai, unto you. Abhaya, ashraya. O fearless, shelter of all, Atmani of the ordinary living entity. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation, O Supreme Lord, You are not an ordinary living entity appearing in this material world as a result of fruitive activities. Therefore, Your appearance or birth in this world has no other cause than Your pleasure potency. Similarly, the living entities who are part of You have no cause for miseries like birth, death, and old age, except when these living entities are conducted by Your external energy, purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mamayam Sho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. The living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, and thus they are qualitatively one with the Lord. We can understand that when the Supreme Lord appears or disappears as an incarnation, there is no other cause than His pleasure potency. We cannot force the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. He says in Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. When there is a need to diminish a burden created by the demons, the Supreme Godhead can do it in many ways because He has multifarious energies. There is no need for Him to come as an incarnation. Since He is not forced to do anything like ordinary living entities, the living entities come to this material world in the spirit of enjoyment. But because they want to enjoy without Krishna, Krishna bhairmukha haya bhoga vancha kare, they suffer birth, death, old age and disease under the control of the illusory energy. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, however, no such cause are involved. His descent is an act of His pleasure potency. We should always remember this distinction between the Lord and the ordinary living entity and not uselessly argue that the Lord cannot come. There are philosophers who do not believe in the Lord's incarnation and who ask, why should the Supreme Lord come? But the answer is, why should He not come? Why should He be controlled by the desire of the living entity? The Lord is free to do whatever He likes. Therefore, this verse says, Vina vinodam bata lokaschatmane. It is only for His pleasure that He comes, although He does not need to come. When the living entities come to this world for material enjoyment, they are entangled in karma and karma phala by the Lord's illusory energy. But if one seeks shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, one is again situated in his original liberated state. And as stated here, Krita Yasya Tvai Ubhayashmatmani, one who seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord is always fearless. Because we are dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should give up the idea that without Krishna we can enjoy freedom in this material world. This idea is the reason we have become entangled. Now it is our duty to seek shelter again at the Lord's lotus feet. This shelter is described as abhaya or fearless. Since Krishna is not subject to birth, death, old age or disease, and since we are part and parcel of Krishna, we also are not subject to birth, death, old age and disease. But we have become subject to these ordinary problems because of our forgetfulness of Krishna and our position as his eternal servants. Jeevay Swarup Hoy Krishner Nityadas. Therefore, if we practice devotional service by always thinking of the Lord, always glorifying Him and always chanting about Him, as described in text 37, Shravana Granan Samshare Mayischa Chaitanyam, we will be reinstated in our original constitutional position and thus be saved. The demigods therefore encourage Devaki not to fear Kamsa, but to think of the Supreme Personal Godhead who was already within her womb. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuruntam Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Amarovistam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna, here what we see in this verse, so the demigods, they are glorifying the Supreme Lord in the first half verse, and in second part of the verse, what they are explaining, the living entities, they are also more or less, they don't have birth and death. They also can elevate themselves. But they will be in the material world as long as they are being conducted by this external energy of the Lord. So now after four verses, the appearance of Lord Krishna will be mentioned. So here what we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mainly there are many devotees who have glorified the appearance of the Lord, and there are different causes are given. Whereas Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita here, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya. And basically Bhagavad Gita mentions three causes that all of you know. So here this verse basically we'll try to understand from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the demigods they are telling why the Lord descends. And Srimad Bhagavatam from first canto until 12th canto, so the devotees of the Lord, they have mentioned the cause for the Lord's descent. So we'll try to understand few verses, just the translation. So Bhagavatam explains that he appears on schedule, but he's free, he can appear at any time. So we have Lord's scheduled incarnations of the Supreme Lord mentioned. So it is mentioned that as per the schedule, incarnation means the in this material world, especially our planet, the Lord comes in the 7th Vaivasvata Manvantara, that is the 7th Manvantara. And one Manu gets 72 Yuga Chakras, Yuga Cycles, Yuga Chakra. And presently what we see, that is the 28th Yuga Chakra, in that there is a Yuga Sandhya. In one Yuga Chakra, there are four Yugas, Satyug, Tretayug, Dwaparayug, Kaliyuga. So the Yuga Sandhya means a period, like in the early morning and the evening twilight, this is called Sandhya. So each Yuga Sandhya has 20,000 years. And in this material world, the Lord Krishna basically comes during the Vaivasvat Manvantara, 28th Yuga Chakra, and Treta Yuga. Yuga Sandhya means the end of Treta Yuga and beginning of Kali Yuga. That is called Yuga Sandhya. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, there it is mentioned that Lord descends on the request of the pure devotees. So whereas the Puranas, they mention that by his own will and as and when he desires. Whereas the Vedas and Upanishads, what they mention, the Lord descends with specific mission and purpose. So what we see, there are so many Leela incarnation of the Lord. So the Lord, whenever he comes, there is some certain cause that we will mention further. And Shrutis and Smritis, what they mention, he is birthless but appears to take birth. The example is given that of a sun. The sun is always existing, but what we see, the sun is rising and the sun is setting like that. So now we will come to the devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kunti Maharani has glorified in different manners, and also the demigods, they have glorified the Lord. Why the Lord descends, they have given different reasons. So now we'll go through our duties, especially Bhishma Dev. So what he mentions, that the Lord, he descends as the first Narayana, as human being. And that is what we are going to see after the four verses. Then we'll come to now Kunti Maharani. She has given in four verses so many different reasons. So what she explains, you have taken birth for the glorification of great pious king, Yadu king. You are unborn, yet you take birth for their welfare and to kill who are envious of the demigods. You have appeared, further she explains, in order to diminish the trouble, you appear in order to renovate the devotional service of hearing, remembering and worshipping. So then Prahlad Maharaj, what he mentions, that, O Lord, you appear in various incarnations as human being, animals, great saints, demigods, fish, a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planet systems and killing the demoniac principles. This was Prahlad Maharaj explains. Now we come to Vritrasura. Although he was in the form of a body of a demon, but what he explains, that you have always appeared in your form as in various incarnations to punish the demons. As soon as they become very powerful, you appear as Vamandev, Lord Ram, Lord Krishna. You appear, your appearance sometimes as an animal like boar, sometimes mixed incarnation like Narsingdev or High Griva, or sometimes like an aquatic fish, tortoise, assuming such various forms. You have always punished the demons and the Danavas. Then Gajendra, although he was a devotee, he was born in the form of an elephant. So it is mentioned, although elephant has a big brain, but elephant, it is being caught by a human being and it is just chained with a shackle. So Gajendra, what he mentions, that you appear as the reservoir of all sense pleasures and the protector of the surrendered souls. Then Brahmaji explains, by your own will you appear in various species of living entities, lower animals, human beings, demigods and others. There is one pastime of King Satyavrat, that time the Lord incarnated as a fish incarnation. So he mentions that all your pastimes and incarnations certainly appear for the welfare of all living entities. Therefore, O my Lord, I wish to know the purpose for which you have assumed this fish form. So it is mentioned in one of the Satya Yuga, when Satyavrata was ruling, that time there was an inundation, the oceans were rising. So that time the Lord appeared as a fish, it's a big story. So then the residents of Jambudvipa, what they mention, that you are known as Triyugi, because in Kali Yuga you appear as a concealed incarnation. So we have the verse, Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishnam, that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then we have the wives of Kaliya, Nagapatnis. What they mention, that you appear to vanquish the Adharmais and the demons. So now we will come to the demigods. There are so many verses, the demigods, they praise the Lord. So what they mention, by your sweet will you appear in various incarnations, in millenniums after millennium, and act wonderfully. Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitaya Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Ki Jai. And act wonderfully, performing uncommon activities that would be impossible for us. When you appear in these incarnations, you are pleasing to pious and religious devotees, but for non-devotees you are the annihilator. And among our acharyas, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he has given certain reasons. What he explains, the Lord performs earthly pastimes to give a chance to the conditioned souls to come back, to revive their Krishna consciousness. And also he mentions that certain rasas the Lord can't enjoy in the spiritual world. So we know there are 12 rasas, there are 5 primary rasas and there are 7 secondary rasas. So now what we see in the secondary rasas, there is a one rasa called Virya rasa. So in the Mahabharata war, what we see when Bhishma was shooting arrows at Krishna, so that is what we see is a Virya rasa. And also this Jai Vijay, they had to come three times. What we see, our acharyas, they mention, when a king wants to play a wrestling or some big match, he has his own wrestlers, like Kamsa had Chandur Mustik. So he will not go to ordinary people. Similarly, when Krishna comes, like in material world, when there is a fighting, especially boxing, there is a lightweight, featherweight, then there are different categories. Also, different matches, it is according to the age. So, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he mentions that Virya Rasa Krishna he can't show. Only he can play with the coward boys and he gets lost to Sri Dama, like that. But if he wants to, really he wants to have that power of showing his playing in the Virya Rasa, then he sends his devotees. Also, one reason is given. Like one time, Jai Vijay, they didn't let Mahalakshmi to enter Vaikuntha. There was some reason behind. So she put complaint against Jai Vijay. So then Lord, he had to think of what to do now. So then the four Kumaras came, then the pastime comes, how they were cursed. And for that, they had to come down. So this way, these are the various reasons given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And what we see, like today's verse, there are four different things the demigods mention. So what they tell in the first instance, you are not an ordinary living entity appearing in this material world as a result of fruitive activity. Now what we see, Krishna's birth, what is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself explains, janma karma cha me divyam. Whereas in material world, we are being controlled from our womb to tomb, from our birth until our death. So, Bhagavatam, in the first verse, in the beginning of first canto, it is mentioned that Abhijna Swarat, that means Krishna is fully cognizant and independent. He is not controlled by this material nature. And also, it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna explains that Namam Karmani Limpanti, Bhagavad Gita Krishna explains, Name Karma Phale Spriha, Iti Mam Yobi Janati, Karma Bhirna Badyate. Krishna explains that there is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for fruitive actions. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive activities. So now in the material world, what we see that the sun is the cause of the clouds, and the rain is the cause of the vegetation. That is what. But the sun, what we see sometimes covered by the cloud, that doesn't mean that cloud, they completely cover the sun. Similarly, the vegetation, all the seeds are there in the earth. But the karma, that karma doesn't apply to the rain. The Prabhupada gives a nice analogy. A jail and the jailer. So in the jail there are so many inmates. Inmates means all whatever culprits, dacoits, thieves. So they are bound by different rules and regulations. But the jailer, who is in charge of the jail, prison keeper, so he can visit jail anytime. Similarly, the Lord, he is not bound by this material world. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord is mentioned as Achyuta. And for this, Prabhupada has given so many different meanings. So one of the meaning is that Achyuta means, Prabhupada explains, one who is never forgetful of himself and who is never untouched by the three qualities of material world, goodness, passion, ignorance, and who is infallible. In the material world, what we see, basically we are fallible. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Dehavati, the son of Kapil Dev, he mentions to his mother that Karmana Daivi Netrena Jantur Deha Upapadyate Striya Pravista Udram Pumsra Reta Kanashraya. What he explains, that under the supervision of the Supreme Lord, according to the results of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter into the womb through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body. So material world, what we see, like we have traffic rules. So everyone is bound. Either one is a millionaire or one is a pauper. So everyone has a predestined time. It is mentioned that when we are born, our death is already written there. Now, if you often see the railway wagons, so if you watch, something is written, there is a written that R 2020 means it is to be written on 8th month of 2020 for repair or whatever it is. So that way, material world, we are totally controlled and we are always under the care of material nature. And our acharyas, what they mention, material nature is like a mother, she is like a nurse. So some children who are under the care of the nurse, what the nurse does, she takes the complete care of the child. But if the child does some nuisance, mischief, then we have that adi daivik klesh. So the material nature gives us good punishment. And many people in the beginning of this, whatever now is going on, epidemic, what they say, that yes, the material nature is giving us the punishment, whatever it is. Garga Samhita, the second point here, the demigods, they quote that your appearance or birth in this world has no other cause than your pleasure potency. So pleasure potency means Krishna comes just basically to for his enjoying in this material world. Like in material world, we have people, they are going for different holiday destinations in different part of the world. So in Garga Samhita, one time Krishna, he told Radharani, I am going to the material world. So Radharani, she said, if there is a Vrindavan, Giriraj, Yamuna, then I will come. Okay. Also, when Mother Earth, she went to Brahma in the form of cow, and they went to the casual ocean, the Lord, he said, okay, I'll descend. You all demigods, you should take birth in the Yadu dynasty. That's what the Lord, he told. And this way, what we see, the Krishna is coming to material world basically to enact his pastimes, that is called pleasure potency. And there is one nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that how Krishna, he reciprocates in different rasas. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, when Lord Krishna and Balaram, they entered that wrestling arena in Mathura, where Kansa had invited for that Dhanur Yajna. Actually, he was concealing that he wanted to kill Krishna and Balaram through his wrestlers. But Sukadeva Goswami has mentioned very, very beautiful words. He explains, Mallanam asnenam naravara srinam smaro murtiman gopanam svajano satam chiti bhujam shasta sva pitro shisho mrityor bhojapate virada vidusham tatvam param yoginam vrishinam paradevite te vito rangam gatha sagraja. So here it is mentioned that the various groups of people in the arena regarded Krishna in different ways when he entered with his elder brother Balaram. The wrestlers, they saw Krishna as lightning bolt, thunder. The men of Mathura as the best of males. The women as the cupid in person. The cowherd men as their relative. The impious rulers as the chastiser. His parents as their child, the king of Bhoja, Kamsa, as death personified, the unintelligent as the supreme lord's universal form, the yogis as the absolute truth, and the Vrishnis as their supreme worshipable deity. So now here what we see, this one verse mentions how Krishna reciprocated in 8 different rasas. And we have Vrindavan, Krishna, his leelas, they are mentioned as Ashtakalya Leela. Ashtakalya Leela means every 3 hours Krishna is in a different place doing his different pastimes. And if you read that Dwarka Leela, when Lord Krishna married 16,100 these queens, and it is mentioned that one time Narad Muni, he wanted to go and have the family life, how Krishna is leading his family life, married life, how he's living his married life. So Narad Muni was going from one palace to different palace, and in the Bhagavatam there are so many different instances mentioned. At one place Krishna was meditating on himself, at one place he was donating the cows, one place he was doing yajna, one place he was bathing, one place he was playing chess, one place he was discussing with the ministers. So that way, so many instances are mentioned. So what we can understand, these are all the leelas of the Lord. And our acharyas, they mentioned that Krishna is like Leela Purushottam, and when he comes as Lord Ram, he's called Maryada Purushottam. There is like limit. When you drive vehicle on free road, especially there is a certain limits in different places. You can go at least 80 up to 120 India. That is what is limit. So similarly, when Lord Ram, he comes to material world, so he is marrying only Ekapatni Vrata. Then he is called Maryada Purushottam. And when he does the Gaur Leela, he is called Prema Purushottam. He is giving the love of Godhead. Or he is called Audhari Purushottam. Like our acharyas, what they mention in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Goswami, he mentions that the Supreme Lord with his associates, they plundered the godown of holy name. Now if you see that godown, sometimes like in Vrindavan we have for potatoes, they store all the potatoes. And if you go to some places in India, we have FCI godown, Food Corporation of India. And these godowns, they are so huge, so huge. You can't imagine the height and the length, very big. So what they explain that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they looted that godown, but still it was not getting emptied, the holy name of the Lord. That is what is mentioned. So then the third point, what are the demigods they mention, that is regarding the conditioned souls. What they mentions that similarly the living entities who are part of you have no cause of fear for birth, death, old age. And last time I had mentioned, in the material world everyone is fearful. So does anyone remember what is the biggest fear in the material world, the number one fear? Does anyone remember? What is the biggest fear, number one fear in the material world? Actually the fear of public speaking. A fear of death is on number three. The fear, second number fear is losing the near and dear ones. These are the three biggest fears in the material world. So here, what are the demigods they mention? Because we have come to this material world, and because we identify the material with the material world, so that's why we have become entangled. What Prabhupada explains, that living entities in the conditional world are my mamai omsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So this verse Prabhupada mentions here, that due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. Because of and is separated from the Lord, and Prabhupada gives one nice example, that one time, one rich man's son, he was lost in a village fair. And because this, he was a very small kid, he didn't know. He was looking for his father, but some person, he saw him, yes, this child looks to be very hungry, so he gave him something to eat. So then some other person, he gave him some good cloth, but one person couldn't understand, yes, this kid is the son of so and so. So he brought this child to his house, he nurtured him, and he told his father that your kid is at my home. So now Prabhupada explains that third person is the best social worker. A material world, we have so many people, they have so many different organizations, and they are trying to nurture the conditioned soul in different ways, but they don't have the proper knowledge what exactly why people are suffering. Because of suffering, their suffering is because of forgetting the Supreme Lord. There is one story also in Bible, the son of there is a prodigal son. This is one story called the prodigal son. So there was one farmer in one village, and he had two sons. One was educated and one was a farmer. So the educated son, what he told his father after his education, he said, "I want to settle in a big city. Why don't you give my half property to me?" So he took his half share, and when he went to the city, when you have money, there's a saying, money is sweeter than honey. So he gets so many friends as long as you have money. So within a short time, he lost everything. He became a very pauper, and he used to take care of pigs, and he didn't have even some farthing to eat, and he used to eat that rotten wheat which was given for this pigs. So one day somehow he realized, my father is such a rich man, and at my father's place even the ordinary laborers, they are getting the best food. They are getting food cooked in ghee, whereas I am eating here all these rotten things. So what he thought, maybe if I go back home to my father's house, so my father, even if my father keeps me as a servant, that will be much better than suffering here. So this way he decided to go back home, and he was homebound, and somebody told his father that your son is coming back home. So his father was very happy, he got overjoyed, and he welcomed his son. So similarly, what we see, Krishna is waiting for the conditioned souls to come back home. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his writings, in one bhajan, what he explains, Jiva Krishna Das, Yehi Vishwas, Karle Tar Ar Dukh Nai. That we should know that yes, we are part and parcel of the Lord, and we are His servant. And Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions, Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arsava Bhritya. Only Krishna is the supreme, all others they are like servant. What Prabhupada explains, this shelter is described as abhaya or fearless, since Krishna is not subject to birth, death, old age or disease, and since we are part and parcel, Prabhupada writes, we are also not subject to birth, death, old age or disease. But to have become subject to this illusory problem because of our forgetfulness of Krishna and our position as eternal servant, Jive Swarup Hoye Nitya Krishna Das, is being forgotten. This is what is our present situation, especially the conditioned soul in the material world. Prabhupada explains in the fourth paragraph that, except when these living entities are conducted by your external energy. Because now we are under the Maya's control and we are suffering, Prabhupada explains that the living entities come to this material world in the spirit of enjoyment. But because they want to enjoy without Krishna, Krishna Bhairmukha Haya Bhoga Vancha Kare, they suffer birth, death, old age and disease under the control of illusory energy. So in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Krishna explains, Daivi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya. That is what is mentioned. And also in the Bhagavatam, there is one nice verse which mentions the cause of fear. It mentions that, Bhayam Dvitiya Binveshata Syad Ishata Apetasya Viprayo Asmriti. That means, fear arises when the living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency of illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master whom he should accept as a worshipable deity and his very life and soul. So Prabhupada mentions Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna bhuli sei jeev anadi bhairmukh atevo maya deya samsar dukh. So here it is mentioned, when the living entity forgets the Supreme Lord and wants to enjoy himself independently, imitating the Supreme Lord, he is captured by the false notion that he is the enjoyer and is separated from the Supreme Lord. This material energy is therefore very much troublesome to the spiritual energy, the living entity. So this is the present situation of the material world. So now what we see, that is full-fledged. Now presently this situation is going on. So no amount what people they will try, but still they are bound by the material world. And also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions the difference between the devotees, the karmis, the yogis, what he explains. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayeva Shant Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakli Ashant. Because devotee of Lord Krishna is desireless, he is peaceful. Fruity workers desire material enjoyment, gyanis desire liberation, and yogis they desire material opulence. Therefore they are all lusty and cannot be peaceful. So this is the present situation in the material world. Although they are making so many lockdowns, but despite that the material nature is providing everything. What we see, the seasons they are coming on time, everything is going on perfectly all right. Except for mankind, all the living entities, they are living the natural life, what they are supposed to lead, that natural life. So, because here Prabhupada mentions that we are being bound by Maya, and Maya has two weapons, like Balramji has two weapons. Anyone knows what are the two weapons of Lord Balram? One is plow and another is musal. Okay. Similarly, Maya has two energies. They are called Avarnatmika and Prakshepatmika. Prakshepatmika means like nowadays India, they are testing so many missiles. So Avarnatmika means covering potency. So like if we want to, sometimes what we do, put some cloth, like when a person who is guilty taken to the jail, especially his face is covered by a mask. That is called Avarnatmika. And Prakshepatmika means throwing again and again in the material, like if a fish, if it is coming out, like oftentimes so many sharks they come on the land, they are again put back in the ocean. Prakshepatmika, again they are thrown into the ocean by people with some help. So similarly, the Maya, Avarnatmika means Prabhupada gives a good example. Like a hog, Prabhupada mentions, if you give a hog nice halwa with nice dry fruits and honey on the topping, but still he will say, no, my choice is that, whatever it is. So that is this thing is covered, intelligence is covered. Prakshepatmika means, Prabhupada explains, in material world, people are, so much they are suffering, but still they can't understand. In the material world, people, they are working so much hard and they are seeing that, yes, everyone is undergoing so much trouble. But still, they are struggling so much. Prakshepatmika means your material world, there is always struggle. And that is what is going on. And Prabhupada explains, as long as in the material world, people, they don't understand how Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Jagat, how everything is controlled by the Supreme Lord. As long as they don't understand this, they will keep suffering. And that is the present trend in the material world. And what we see, people, although we think that we have done so much medical advancement, but what Prabhupada explains, despite our all medical advancements, still we'll grow old, we'll get diseased, and we'll have to die. So they are giving so many post-dated checks. Post-dated checks means, so they are telling now this DNA, we are trying to study this DNA, and if we get exactly the cause of this DNA, then we can live longer. So recently one doctor, he was telling that most of the doctors, they don't know the cause of disease. They are just treating the disease, but they don't know what is the symptom of disease. They don't know, but they are just treating the disease, and the patient is getting more and more diseased. So similarly in the material world, so in today's verse, in the second part, because the conditioned soul, we have forgotten Krishna, And because of that, we are suffering. And Prabhupada, he told, even they made that United Nations organization, but day by day, there are so many different flags increasing. So Prabhupada gives a good example, like if you put a roti, one chapati, and tell 10 dogs, be peaceful and just share it among yourselves. Are the dogs they are going to share that chapati? No. So what Prabhupada compared this United Nations organization like, you are not going to get any justice, or you are not going to, we can't stop by making this United Nations organization. As long as we don't understand that yes, everything belongs to the Lord and everything is being controlled by the Lord. So as long as that ignorance is there in the material world, so the people, the leaders, because the leaders they are blind. What Prabhupada mentions, like in today's world, the leaders they are blind, blind leading the blind. Because the blind leading the blind means what will happen? Prahlad Maharaj explains. So the one leader and the followers, they will fall in the ditch. So that is happening in the present civilization. So we'll stop the class here. So any devotee has any comment regarding the class? Yes, Baba, I don't know if there's a mic. Okay.
You mentioned that everything is destined, you know, beginning and end, and you're mentioning that the destiny is end. So how much endeavor should we make to apparently change what appears to be destined? And, you know, we see that somebody is suffering, people, maybe this is the end of, maybe now it's his end, you know. Should we make an endeavor or not make the endeavors?
So, Prabhupada, sorry. Prabhupada, he gives a good example, like in the when the Second World War was going on, and this was in 1940s. Japanese, they were bombing Calcutta. So, and that time there was one person, he was worshipping Hitler. Because at that time everything, that prices were going high and people were running away from the city. And what Prabhupada said, that he saw that devotees, they didn't have a dearth of anything. They didn't have any shortage of whatever they needed basic. So since the devotees, they are living for, there is a saying in the material world, simple living, high thinking. And Prabhupada often mentioned that our philosophy is simple living, high thinking. So on that sense, for the devotees, so the Lord is providing. And we see the demons, they are provided so much. Why the Lord will not provide the devotees? The Lord will provide. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a nice verse that Mahaprabhur Bhakta Ganer Vairagya Pradhan Jaha Deki Prithahana Gaur Bhagwan. That means the devotees of the Lord, they are renunciation personified. And when the Lord sees their renunciation, the Lord becomes happy. So we should have that faith. Like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Shraddha Shabda Viswasa Kahe Sudrada Nishya Krishna Bhakti Kahele Sarva Karma Krit Hai. Also Narad Muni tells Vasudev in Dwarka that ultimately, that in material world we have so many obligations. There's a nice verse, that Devarshi Pitapna Nidam Pitrinam. So what he explains in the end, that gato mukunda pariharta kartum, that means if you have taken shelter of the Lord, so there is no any cause of, you know, adjusting the material world. So Krishna will take care of everything. So that should be our understanding. Like Sridhar Swami is the best example, last time I quoted. So he wanted to take sannyas very desperately, and his wife, she was carrying, pregnant. And somehow what happened, egg of a lizard fell from the wall, cliff, landed in front of him. So after some time it got broke open, a tiny lizard came, baby lizard, and he was watching what will happen now. A very minute insect came, it opened the mouth, it got it first prasad, whatever it is. So that way, being the devotees we should have, yes, Krishna will take care. So I have surrendered to Krishna. So now it is up to Krishna what he wants to do. Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Everyone is saying Lord, for his own pleasure. Everyone is saying, I think it's the second one.
Take closer.
Everyone is saying this God comes, the Lord comes here for his own pleasure. And we can also conclude that Lord has also created this world for his own pleasure, or there is any other cause.
Now I quoted Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. That he explains this material world is created like for, we have children's park that is for the, made for the children's to enjoy. Like we have children's so many toys for their enjoyment. So basically in one sense this material world is for the conditioned souls to enjoy. But the devotees of the Lord, they come to take them back. So the Lord comes to enjoy with the devotees who have come here to help the conditioned soul. That should be the understanding. Sukrantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai, Haribol.